too late. We're starting. Okay, welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're sure we don't know everything. I am your host, Zach Pride. Month has begun.
Damn it.
And
I'm Kelsey, ass up for the gay community, Dara.
Hey, happy Pride Month.
Happy
bitch.
Pride Month indeed. Oh my God. It is Pride Month now.
Yeah, by the time this comes out, we'll have gone to the big parade yesterday.
In West Hollywood, California.
Which is like the iconic.
So a few years ago, Pride split between LA and WeHo.
This was like drama.
It was
bitch.
Drama.
This was like a bit. I remember the gays being like absolutely.
We're like, we're not doing that.
Pissed.
Yeah, and like honestly, like
explain it in straight people terms.
Oh no, you see, now I'm not clear on what the drama was.
Oh,
it was something
I can
to do with like cops at Pride, wasn't it?
It was like a combo of cops at Pride during like 2020, 2021.
Yeah.
And it was also like the companies that were putting it on.
Yeah.
The original West Hollywood, like gay Pride, was always in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And it moved to West Hollywood. That became the fun big one.
Yeah.
And then I think the people who were originally putting it on were like, we're going back to our roots and we're going to have cops. And people were like, great,
no.
We don't want to go to fucking Hollywood and we don't want cops of Pride. So go for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it sort of became like the family Pride almost, right?
Yeah, it's like the basic bitch Pride.
Yeah, like you take your kids to that one.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Which if I had a child, I'm taking them to West Hollywood.
Honestly, maybe we should get a child just to take them to.
Can we run, Tiana, can you look into that?
Rent a child?
How do we rent a child for Pride?
Honestly, that's all I can afford.
I want to make the kid gay.
What?
I want to be like, you will fucking
we got the clip.
Suck it.
We got. Oh, you my God.
Okay, wait, no, that got bad fast. That got bad fast. They're of age. But I want them to be exposed. Okay,
oh, no.
I can't win. I give up. Never mind. I'm not going to Pride anymore.
No, we are going to Pride. We went to Pride. We had a great time at Pride. I think I filmed a lot of content at Pride. I think I did. I got my two little lavs or whatever.
Lavs.
It's lav.
Yes.
For lavalier.
Lavalier, which is a microphone that you clip onto your shirt.
I know, but do people say lavs?
No.
And they say lavs.
Don't say lav around people in production.
I'm not going to say anything.
Good.
But I got my two lavs. And I recorded a bunch of. Do you want me to tell you what I recorded?
Yes.
I updated the bear or man in the woods to bear or twink in the woods.
Ooh.
And I think it will get very funny answers.
Shit.
I mean,
I don't know what I want.
Honestly, well, bear.
A twink is useless.
Exactly.
A bear can hunt for us.
I do mean man bear.
Oh, see, I went feminist route. I went immediately went to that conversation we had 2 weeks ago.
No. Oh, well, that'd be really funny. People were like, definitely the bear still.
And because people are going to be confused because of that viral thing.
Well, that's kind of what I'm playing off of, though, because we're at Pride.
Yeah.
So a gay bear or a twink?
I mean, gay bear.
Yeah, I know. They're more useful in the woods. But I'm sure if you ask like the right guy, he'd be like, yeah, I want a fucking twink in the woods.
Here's my question. What's the goal?
Twink in the woods.
Is that your new musical number?
Into the woods.
Into the twink in the woods.
Twink in the woods.
My question to properly answer that is, what am I trying to accomplish in the woods? Am I trying to survive or have a rave?
I'm so glad you asked that yesterday when I interviewed you, because that is a great answer.
Do you need someone to help you film stuff? Because I'll be with you.
Well, I was
with you.
You and Kevin were both with me, and
great.
We were each helping each other.
We got viral content.
So much.
I love.
I'm, of course, going to do a follow-up to the Gooning video.
Yes.
And ask as many people as possible, what is Gooning? Can you do your best impression?
I love being your best friend. You're a cuckoo chaos pants. What do you like about Pride? What is it about being in Los Angeles specifically? You live in Boys Town. Like, what is it that you love about Pride?
Here's the thing. I actually, because I live in West Hollywood, which is the gay mecca of at least the West Coast.
It's Pride year round, baby.
Mean, yeah, exactly, though. Like, when I go to get coffee, there are a bunch of gay dudes there. And like, when I go to work out, gay dudes there. So in fact, gay pride is a little overwhelming because now we're outsourcing and importing gays from all over the place.
We're importing them like fresh cheese. Yeah.
Can cheese.
Oh, what'd you have sorry. To go there? Can I toss you something so that you say the problematic thing instead of me about yeah, gays?
For sure.
Why? I know why, but maybe you can expand. Gays in WeHo especially,
yeah,
they love to wear rainbow year-round. Like, they lean into the rainbows on shirts, on socks. Like, usually you only see that during Pride Month, but I feel like year-round gays in WeHo, they don't have the best fashion.
No, because they're groomers.
What?
You were trying to get me to say something bad.
Oh my, you fucking went way farther than, you know what? That was worse than me being a pedophile at Pride.
No.
You went there.
Well, we're both bad.
Yeah.
Wait, I was trying to help you. I was trying to be a good friend.
Thank you. No, wow, you've really laid on the bomb for me on that one.
Okay. Oh my God. I want to do an entire show about what is gay. Because when you said that, of course I had an image of little... I'm wearing a little khaki shorts, but smaller. So they get smaller, like 4-inch.
Impossible.
4-inch inseam khaki shorts that are just like painted on. And then like a tight little tank top.
Yes.
And then like definitely like a sharp haircut, but kind of like a little long on top, like combed to the side.
Yeah. Like, with like too much gel.
Yes. And like maybe some foundation. Like obviously they look good, but I'm like, you are wearing makeup. And I'm just like, there's an image when you say gay, like, clothes or gay outfits, and I see that, but I'm like, why is that gay?
Here's my theory that I thought was hoping you were gonna say is because a lot of times when people first move to West Hollywood as a gay man, they're like out for the first time with people like them, and they can dress however they want, and they're looking to other guys to see what wear
the thing is.
And one day one dude was wearing khakis in a tank and had his hair gelled, and it fucking was real accessible.
But I think this also, like, trends like kind of supersede niche communities. So like, because if you go to the bars on the east side, gays are not dressed that way.
But everyone on the east side is obsessed with themselves. Like,
you could argue the same for the west side.
Okay, fair. Fair. But
gays do not lack self-obsession. I'll say that
much. Yeah. What? Are there gays on the... Yes. Gays on the east side, but they're like the Carhartt gays.
They like don't wear deodorant necessarily.
Yes, they rock climb.
They have like neck beards. It's like... You wouldn't feel comfortable assuming they're gay.
Yeah. Oh, that's a weird type of gay.
Yeah. Dangerous, in fact.
Dangerous.
A gay in hiding in plain sight.
Ooh.
But yeah, I do want to know like what gay is.
I think for me as a lover of gays, some might say the problematic kind.
When you said lover of gays, I went, ugh.
I just can't help it. Like first of all, why is it bad to be an F hag?
Oh, I don't think it is. It's okay.
I can't help it that you guys are better than fucking, you know, most people.
I agree with that so much. I think it's in the self-identification.
Oh, so it's when a girl themselves is like, oh, I'm such a...
When you voice it.
Yeah.
And then that becomes part of your personality.
Okay.
Like, I think you let the chips fall where they may and not be like, I'm obsessed with gay men.
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Not it's like fetishizing.
Yeah. It's just like you happen to have a lot of gay friends.
You guys are a part of my lifestyle.
Here's what I will say. I think girls have fallen in love with gay men because we are like very good listeners who happen to have penises, and you don't get that from straight guys.
We get safety around you,
of course.
And I'm gonna tell you one thing, y'all are the best fucking hype women of all time.
Yes. Mateo Lane has an incredible joke where if you're at a bar and you find yourself in the center of gay men going, hell yeah girl, get it, you were doing something very bad. If gay men are going like, yes, queen,
it's like,
you
stop it.
Should not be doing whatever you're doing. We
that's
love bad,
so funny.
We love girls like who have bad behavior.
Girls behaving badly.
Yes, exactly.
So what's your favorite part about Pride specifically?
I don't know. I guess it's that like there's guys in skimpy outfits.
Mm.
Again, okay, so this is what I've narrowed it down to, like, the difference between like a queer community and like a conservative community, like a Christian community.
What's the difference?
When they walk through our neighborhood, they don't feel in danger.
Uh-huh.
When we walk through their neighborhood, yeah, we feel like we're in danger.
Someone's going to throw holy water at you.
Or a bullet.
That too?
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, they get aggressive. They want us dead vibes. We're just, like, trying to do our own thing.
They want you dead vibes.
They want us dead vibes. Put it on a t-shirt. they want me dead vibes. But, like, Pride is, like, a condensed community of, like, kind of if gays ran the world.
Yeah.
Where, yes, there's some people. There's a couple drunk girls crying, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, she's not getting attacked anytime soon.
No, no. If anything, she's getting like water. She's getting put in the shade. She's getting someone's like, where's her? Someone call her an Uber.
I had this really, okay, this is why maybe we should film it. No, it's a stereotype, but a sketch idea where a girl is like really drunk and she's leaving the bars and you're like, oh no. And she like passes out on the street and these guys kind of walk up and see this girl. And then the next morning, she's just in a better outfit and like glam because
her
she passed out.
Is done.
Yeah, she came, passed out in West Hollywood. And it's like, that's the difference. Gay men in West Hollywood absolutely give you a glow up.
And here's why that wouldn't work. A group of gay men would go, get it away from
over.
Me. I don't want to catch anything. God.
But I will say, if you are like a fruit fly, which is the updated, I think, term to fag hag, wear sneakers. Don't wear heels.
That makes you a lot more likable.
Well, to me, it's just like so many memories of the girls that insisted on hanging out with us, and we love them.
Uh-huh.
But it was like, guys, slow down.
Oh no,
my feet. I'm
you
like,
can't be a
bitch.
Fruit fly if you make them slow down.
No, 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 no.
If you get drunker than them, can't be a fruit fly.
You're out.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
If you at all cock block, can't be a fruit fly.
My best fruit fly ever. We were in New York, both drunk.
Oh, weird how you didn't tell the story about me. It's crazy. God, no.
Well,
it's fine.
You did do that really cool thing for me yesterday at Pride.
You're welcome.
Yes. But my friend, she's iconically good at handling gay men. She should be like, she's a gay whisperer.
Oh.
You don't even know she's doing it. She was bringing guys up to me at the bar.
You told
the story.
And she'd
like step back and be like,
yeah. Yeah.
And I'd be like,
okay. How
she goes and gets another one.
What's her go-to? Like, what's her intro line?
She's kind of mean, but like in a funny way.
Like in a, hey, you fucking ugly piece of shit. You like my boy?
Tone down, but yes.
Okay. Let me try again. Hey, your shirt's so ugly. Have you seen this guy's shirt? It's so much better.
Hey, you fucking dumb piece of shit.
Hey, you like getting your dick sucked? I bet you do, you filthy fuck.
No, it's that she's just like, she's so, you'll have to meet her. She's very funny.
I gotta know, like, how would you like me, or how did you like the way on Sunday that I was a good wing woman?
Well, you are always a good wing woman and friend because you are good at the gas up.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been a big proponent of your friend's job is to be your PR person, your unofficial PR person.
Love that.
You got to slide in juicy nuggets because it's the only pure way it gets in, because the friend then also looks humble.
And yes, that is the only pure reaction from your friend too.
Like,
being
stop.
Like, oh my God, that you're not supposed to tell people that. Like,
yeah,
like, oh my God.
Oh my God, please shut up.
Yeah, and then you could be like, yeah, no, I won't. They also do this. And I feel like you have to slip in little tidbits of like talent too. Like things that
like, do
secret
a cartwheel.
Talents.
Show them your cartwheel.
Yeah, show them your basket toss from high school. No, I feel like mine for you would, my fear with you, because I always hype you up, is like, I hate being like, and he's so fucking funny, because then I feel like it's putting
pressure
on
be
you.
Funny.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think of like, what's a good one?
No, that's a good point.
He genuinely loves sucking dick.
That would be a great one.
Okay.
And I'm so glad you said that yesterday.
You're welcome.
To every guy
we met.
Passed.
Yeah, even the cops.
No. what's your favorite part of Pride?
As a notable bisexual, I think it's a day where a lot of other bisexuals are like not afraid to say it. Like, it's the day that I've had the most people come up to me and say like, thanks for being out and proud. Like, I feel seen, and like, I'm like, look at you. Like, I feel seen within you. Like, it's a very
representation matters.
Yes. And then I love, bitch.
What?
I fucking love a parade.
I don't.
That's not surprising to me.
I don't.
I love dressing up in costumes.
Okay, now we're getting away from parade.
But parade is a reason to dress up in a costume.
Wait, and
name one parade you don't dress up.
Are you in the parade or are you watching?
Both.
Can't do both.
Uh-huh. Every year I do.
You get
in
it?
I walk behind. You went with me last year. I walk behind floats and act like I'm part of the skaters and the baton twirlers. And I'm like, yeah, go us. I take necklaces. I hand them out.
That's kind of like your everyday behavior.
Just like an abstract parade person, false parader.
You're just marching, throwing sticks up into the air, yeah. Catching them.
Yeah.
No, I don't like them.
Name one parade you don't dress up for.
What do you mean dress up? Like, I put on clothes.
4th of July, you're dressing up.
No, you're not. You're putting on maybe red, white, or blue.
Yeah, that's a costume. I don't wear that shit. I have one shirt in my closet for every holiday that I reuse every year.
Really? That's smart.
It's like my Halloween shirt, my Valentine's Day shirt.
Oh, that's cute.
You don't have those?
I have some.
Okay.
But I don't have a Pride. I just recently got a Pride jacket, and it's a Levi's that says something in rainbow. It's like stitched in rainbow on the back.
See, I think that's too subtle. Like, when I think of Pride, no, I'm wearing like a fucking harness.
And it's useless until nighttime. I can't wear a denim jacket out.
No, it's going to be hot this week.
Although did you like what I wore yesterday?
Loved it.
Can you tell me what it was?
Yes, it was.
Predicting the future thing is so fun.
The problem is you wear just like a cute outfit to Pride. That's not what you're supposed to do.
Don't tell a gay guy what he's supposed to do.
Especially on Pride. You homosexual, you should be wearing fucking Speedos on rollerblades. And I'm so glad that's what you chose. And you let me pull you around on a little leash.
Listen, if you see me in a Speedo on rollerblades with a leash on, I've relapsed. I am on drugs.
I would argue methamphetamine.
Something, honey.
Yeah.
And it went up anally.
Yeah, I did.
You booty bumped it.
I put it there.
No, I wore this really cute hoodie that says in like, it's like a big rainbow and it says, bring back manly men.
You were so hot though, you had to take it off.
No, I cut the sleeves off, remember? So it's short sleeved.
I love a live outfit change.
And I can't remember because it's been like hours since I've seen it, but I might have cropped it a little bit.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
You for sure did because it was Pride.
Fuck.
And it's the summer of crops. That's what I also like about Pride is it feels like it signifies summer too.
It definitely signifies
like,
summer.
I'm seeing little seltzers everywhere. I'm sunburnt a little bit. Thank God I didn't get sunburned yesterday because I would have been pissed. But like it's bucket hats. It's just summer and pool parties and good music. Pride is always fun, upbeat tunes.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's just like it's happy. It's good.
It's gay.
I wish. Okay, so when I'm dictator, mm-hmm. I think I'm going to move Black History Month. No.
Careful. What?
I don't feel in danger at all.
Okay.
To May.
Okay.
So it
rolls in celebration.
First of all, bigger month.
Uh-huh. Congrats.
Obviously. Yeah. Not the dead of winter.
February,
like, I want to be like out celebrating.
Yes, doing things.
Yes.
Parade.
Not like, got to do my homework.
Yeah, because you also have to split it with Valentine's Day.
It's so bad. It should either it should get June and we take May, or I just want it to be May and June, Black History Month and Pride Month back to back.
I like this. I like this pitch. When we come back, we're going to talk about things because we haven't been.
Okay. Hey, everyone. If you've got allergies, this is for you. Imagine a life without sneezing, itchy eyes, or avoiding your friend's house because they have a kitty cat.
Hey, we have cats.
I know. Thanks to Curex, allergies are no longer something you have to just deal with. They're optional.
Tell me more.
Over 100 million Americans suffer from allergies, and they're not just an inconvenience. Allergies are the number one reason people miss work.
Seriously, Zach, I have had so many freaking sinus infections due to allergies, and that is 100% why I have missed work and canceled on you for this podcast. So tell me more.
It's a family issue.
It's affecting our friendship.
Here's the good news. Allergies can be treated effectively, and you can make allergic reactions a thing of the past. All it takes is a couple of allergy drops every day, and in just 3 to 6 months, you could start feeling real relief. It's easier than brushing your teeth, which you should also start doing.
Thank you.
These allergy drops are trusted by doctors and backed by science. Ooh. Ever heard of it? With hundreds of studies from top institutions like Harvard Medical School.
God.
And the Mayo Clinic.
Go
not
off.
Mayonnaise, Mayo. In fact, in Europe, they're the go-to treatment for allergies.
We love Europeans.
You can treat allergies to pollen, dust mites, mold, and even cats and dogs. Curex is the largest online allergy clinic, and they've already changed thousands of lives. The reviews are incredible. So, if you're serious about kicking those allergies to the curb, which I know you are, check out Curex. Treatment starts as low as $59 a month. Ooh. And if you sign up now, Curex is currently running a promotion, and you can save 80% off the $49 sign-up fee. Go to getcurex.com. That's GETCUREX.com. Don't let allergies control your life. Take control with Curex. Go to getcurex.com. That's GETCUREX.com.
Hello, hello. It is wedding season. And if you're getting deep into the wedding season like we are, whether you're the bride, it me, just kidding, a bridesmaid, more like actually me, or a guest, that's Zach, Birdie Gray is about to be your new bestie. They've got the cutest, most affordable dresses that are perfect for any vibe. Birdie Gray believes that everyone in a wedding should look and feel great without breaking the bank. That's why all of their bridesmaid dresses start at just $99, and each one is so carefully designed with fabric, fit, and color in mind. They are so freaking cute. You can also just use their dresses as a wedding guest. You don't have to be a bridesmaid. From chic black tie gowns to flirty floral garden party dresses, Birdie Gray has it all. And for the brides, they also have a beautiful collection of budget-friendly little white dresses, all under $150. Visit birdiegray.com now to get your first 5 swatches for free with code Kelsey. That's BIRDYGREY.com. Find your perfect palette.
I don't know what
we're
going to
talk about things because we haven't been.
We went on a little pride tangent and I loved it.
I mean, that's what that's what people tune in for.
That's what this month is literally for.
We should call this podcast what's the podcast called? Confidently Tangential.
That's actually really funny. Confidently tangential. It's the worst word I've ever had to say two together before.
Tangential. Confidently tangential.
Yeah.
In other news, I might die tonight. Now we're in the present.
Okay.
I might die tonight.
What are you fucking talking about?
Because I've accepted a follower's offer to go to the Avril Lavigne Greatest Hits concert.
Dog, the way that this happened the other day. Can I just say from my point of view how it looked?
Yeah.
I was sitting at my table. Zach was over. I was getting my hair done. He was across the table doing his writing. And he just gets up, walks upstairs. And mm-hmm. I was like, he's got a shit.
Yeah.
That's always what happens.
I always poop upstairs.
Yep.
Okay. First of all, you're getting your hair done. Athlete was home. You were getting your hair done. I could not pinch one off 5 feet from you guys. So I went upstairs. Yeah. But so it wasn't to do that.
He just like quietly gets up, goes upstairs. I'm like, he's taking a shit. And then I hear him kind of walking around and talking to someone. I'm like, oh, maybe he's on the phone with his manager, who he's talking to all the time, I feel like. And you come downstairs and you just go, I'm going to an Avril Lavigne concert with a fan. I'm going. And I go, what? What are you talking about? And you go, oh, yeah, we just FaceTime. He seems normal. And I'm like, huh? And me and my hairdresser, who's also a gay man, he's very quiet. He was like, that's crazy.
Your hairdresser truly only said like 4 words, and like that, they were under his breath. Every time I was like, what?
He's a very like the opposite of the most out loud, but like looks like he would be the most out loud gay man. But then when he speaks, he's very like, I don't know. That was crazy.
He goes, no, I eat.
I eat.
We were trying to food shame him into eating with us, and he was like, I eat.
Because he stands for like 9 hours doing my hair because I have such thick hair. Did you notice my curtain bangs? YouTube.com. I got for real curtain bangs this time.
Everyone go and look at Kelsey's new drapes.
Yes, my new drapes. They look just like my labias. Why are you so shocked?
They're
for?
Long.
Yeah.
Long and swoopy labias.
Yeah, you've seen them. You know.
Yeah.
Spitting image, right?
I'm going to be spitting on your image. That's for sure.
Bye. So you're going to a concert with a fan and you're not worried about being...
I mean, I'm driving separately. We're going to go to dinner before, then go to the show. I told them that I might bounce before it ends because I don't want to be in traffic. They're being very, very open, cooperative, communicative. It's all good.
Here's what I asked him and he was like, I don't know. I said, is it a date?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Still what
don't
do you
know.
Fucking mean? Zachary goes on dates every week that he has no idea that are dates. And then he'll come and complain to me about a guy about a thing that definitely wasn't a date. And I'm like, you don't know what you're doing.
Well, what is a date? What is a gay?
What is
a gay date?
Never knows if he's going on a date or not.
What is a date?
They don't talk about
what is a date?
What I'm confused by is how do gay men not establish when things are dates?
Well, this is the thing. Like, okay, and this probably doesn't happen as much in the straight community, but like, or bi community.
Okay, don't throw me under the fucking mumbly bus. I got no brand deal offers for the month of Pride. Can you believe that?
I didn't really get any gigs. This is the third year running. Isn't that crazy?
You're not getting booked on like Pride shows and shit?
I know. Well, I'm doing a couple like LA Pride shows, but not like I wanted to be like main stage in Minnesota Pride or whatever. And like I told my new team
that was
like a goal because I was just like, my June's empty. It should be full.
That's what's crazy, right? It's like this shit should have been booking all of May. And when I didn't see anything coming in May, I was
like, brand deals.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, oh no, it's going to happen again where it's like the third year. And here's the thing. I'm already seeing like some Pride stuff going out. And
that
I'm
would
like,
make me livid.
It's always gays and lesbians.
I'm
or
gay.
They're very big with the they, thems. We love a non-binary person who's queer.
Dairy.
Yeah. Well, they, if anything, I think we should get rid of gays for Pride. Brand deals. You guys get all of them. Share the fucking wealth.
Yeah, we've had it so easy, Kelsey.
For brand deals and Pride Month, you have.
Well,
make some room for the
harder.
Bees.
Maybe be more vocal that you're a top.
I'm also a bottom.
You're a switch.
Yes, I am.
A switching bitch.
Ooh.
I don't know if I'm on a date ever. Because.
What?
Because. Like I've said in the past, I'll just be talking to a guy and it will turn sexual.
Lucky you.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, why define it? If like,
who pays for things?
What do you mean?
When you're out on a maybe date.
Well, this is the thing. I'm not like necessarily, I'm not going to a meal with people.
You're
ever.
Never going.
Even
what
if
about
it's
a coffee?
Guy, okay. So here we go. If I met a guy on Tinder, it's probably a date.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Okay.
What about Grindr? Definitely.
I haven't been on it in 20 days.
That's
isn't that crazy?
Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
We should be more famous by now.
I should be more famous.
Yeah, you've taken 20 days off of Grindr.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I guess I should just get back on it.
We should just do
no,
more.
No, Grindr, it's probably, I mean, it's all in the talks, but like it's probably date slash hookup.
Okay.
Hookup slash date, if I had to say.
Yeah.
And sometimes I do establish like that we're flirting and like, I don't know. Okay, wait. Actually, Tiana, are people setting up dates as much these days, you think? Or are people like, we should hang out?
Why are you not dating yet? No. Tiana is single for the first time in like 2.5-3 years. And
okay, but also, okay.
Why aren't you dating yet? Come over here.
No.
Come over here. Come sit on the couch.
Tiana's got a lot on her plate.
Come over here. I just want to know, as a single gal... Because it's 20. Everyone say hi to Tiana, our producer, social media queen. Say hi.
Hi, Tiana.
One of my best friends, fellow retreat people. You are a woman in 2024 as a single person. Were you ever a dating app user?
No. Wait. Say the question again.
Were you ever a dating app user?
Back in the day I was, but not currently. And I just can't even fathom getting back on it.
Oh.
I feel like you would have the most fire profile, though.
Oh, my God.
No. I definitely would.
Yeah.
Because this bitch takes pictures.
I mean.
She serves
your
faith.
Photos would knock me on my ass.
No.
He would maybe go straight.
No. It would be cute, but I just couldn't do it.
What overwhelms you about the idea of dating right now?
Okay, no, you guys know this. I don't answer my texts. So if I get on if I get on a dating app, I'm just not going to answer or respond to any of that. Sure. That's going to give me more anxiety.
And what about meeting people IRL? Because no. You'd be flirty.
Yeah. No. That's different. I could do that.
Okay.
This doing online stuff feels like way too much. And it's too much of a commitment. I'm like, okay, I have to go on a date. And it feels performative. Yeah. For me.
You want to meet someone organically.
Yeah.
At Whole Foods.
Are you gonna hang out with that guy you met when you were with us at Pride? That what?
Yeah, are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so confused about this.
No, it's because it's the future.
Okay, right. Yeah.
When we yesterday we went to Pride.
Okay. Yesterday we were at Pride, and that hot guy who
we all thought was gay. He was so hot. We were like, he's got to be gay.
But it was that he has a lesbian ass sister.
Yeah.
And he's a super ally. We thought he was gay. Yeah. He was so cool.
Yeah. He already hit me up. We're going on a date tomorrow.
What's your dream date idea?
We sit at home.
We don't go out.
We watch something. We order food in. It's so cute. He looks me deeply into my brown eyes and we just make out.
Ooh,
I thought you were saying deep in my brown eye. He stares my butthole down.
Okay, and so would you accept a blind date from your friends who know you really well?
Wow, wait, just you guys specifically?
Well, I didn't say us, but maybe us. Yeah, us.
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
We know any straight men.
I wish there was more vetting like that or more setups like that in any community. Like, gay guys don't set each other up either, but it's like, we should.
Well, here's a Facebook group that's called like Vetted Men of Santa Monica, Hollywood, which is like friends, coworkers, employees, sisters.
Oh, and they post like this guy.
Yes. And then the funny thing is when someone gets vetted in or put in there, they get like hundreds of messages from people. Like, they'll be like, yeah, here's his Insta. Like, he said it's cool to DM him. And then they're like, hey, just an update. He said, could you guys please stop DMing him? Because his inbox, he can't reply to all of them. And I'm like, we really be out here.
Yeah.
If you can respond for me, then yes, absolutely. I would do that. 100%.
I'll talk to a guy for you.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, you will. You'll fucking suck his dick for her, too.
She taps out.
She's like, I'm done.
Zach's
like
going to wrap things up here.
To Zach, please.
Yes.
Would you date any women right now?
I think I would. Absolutely. Honestly, at this point, 100%.
Because you a bi queen.
Yeah.
Are we out about that?
No.
Did I just out you
on our podcast?
I have a lot to edit in this episode anyway.
Yeah, no. I would. I would definitely date a girl at this point. Yeah, I'm over it. I'm over men right now.
I understand that, but I refuse.
Okay, thanks, Tiana. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Wow.
That was fun.
And that was the tea with Tiana.
Ooh, the TT with TT? The tea with TT, because I call her TT. TT Bear. Oh, wait, yeah. TT. Tiana's tea. We could change that.
Yeah. Have you been taught anything by TikTok recently? I don't think I have. I'm trying to think. I'm getting fed a lot of funny animal videos. And TikTok, if you're listening, keep them coming, hun.
I do have one. If you want to catch a llama.
I don't. So,
if
next.
You did, you have to hug it around the neck.
Well, at that point, you've caught it.
And you've hugged it.
If I'm getting my arms around the llama's neck,
yeah.
Bitch has been caught.
That's how you, like, calm it down to catch it. You have to hug
it. You cut off its air supply? Yeah,
no,
that makes sense.
You just hug it.
You choke the llama out and just jizzes
Why
all over the place.
Why are you trying to shit on my TikTok, Tommy?
Because it was a real bad one.
Oh, wow. Okay, what the fuck did you bring
you
this week?
If you catch a llama, hug it.
Yeah.
My brain just died.
Okay. Well, welcome to the podcast you wanted, Zachary. The no thinky, no learning, no education
Yay!
Pod.
Well, you see, what happened there is you tried to teach me something.
Oh.
And I didn't respond well.
Well, what is it if not what we've learned on TikTok? The word learned is in the title. What TikTok taught me.
So the word learn is not in the title.
Taught, learned.
And we just talked about changing it to TT with TT.
Oh, okay. So that's the new format.
I'm trying to think. TikTok always teaches me something, but I can't. Nothing's coming to mind right now.
You know why nothing's coming to my fucking mind right now?
Your migraine.
God damn. Bruh. Okay. I know I've talked about migraines on the podcast before. Maybe we should do like a section about it one episode because it is so, it plagues so many people. And my number one thing with migraines is like the same people that say, I'm having a panic attack. And I'm like, you're not having a panic attack. That's not what a panic attack is.
Oh,
and
they're so when people are
like, yes, I have a migraine. I'm like, no, you don't.
Okay, but what qualifies? Like, what is a migraine? What is gay? What is a date? What is a migraine?
I love that these are the questions.
We're asking all the questions.
What is gay? What is a date? What is a migraine? Is this title for this episode.
Okay, but what is it?
A migraine is a pain that is beyond a headache. Like, it incapacitates you in some way. Like, a headache can suck, and you can still have a conversation. A headache can suck. You could still sit up and watch a television show or, like... Like, when you have a migraine, you are incapacitated with pain to the point where it's like you can't open your eyes. You can't speak. It hurts to fucking move from side to side because your vertigo is all off. It's like, that's why when I'm like having a migraine, it's so hard to communicate how bad it is. And so often I just kind of like laugh or like send a text and I'm just like, no, it's fine. Like, it's just a migraine. Like, it just sucks. Like, I'm like having a migraine.
You're also watering it down.
Because I can't explain how bad it is. Like, it's in a way where if I said this is what it feels like, someone would be like, no, there's no way it's that bad. Like, you can't see, like your vision's gone. But what do you mean?
Then do we need like a march for migraines?
I bet that exists.
Migraines, your grains, our grains.
Whole grains.
Yes. H-O-L-E.
And I get aura migraines, which is a special type of spicy migraine. Vibe? Yeah, it's a vibe where the aura is your vision goes.
Oh yeah, you showed me that yesterday. It's like a rainbowy and blurry at the same time, and which it's like kind of cool.
A blind spot.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, maybe it would be cool if it was cool.
And if you're on drugs and not experiencing pain.
And it comes with a searing ice. Like, I was trying to think of what I could say to make people understand what it feels like. And the only thing I could come up with is, imagine if Donald Trump was loudly talking in your ear and you can't get away from it. You can't turn it down. You can't tune it out. You can't go into a meditative state and ignore it. It's just like constant.
Okay.
Yeah. And you just have to wait till he stops talking.
Okay. For whatever reason, that doesn't take me to a bad place.
Oh, my.
I mean, I was kind of hoping for a physical thing. Someone told me it's like a hot crab is in their head pinching things.
That's mine would be if a hot crab was holding on to my eye nerves.
Okay.
So it never let go. It's just like holding it and you're like, I'm a fryer bitch ass and eat you if I could just reach you. And I could beat you and stick you with butter. Make me go nut on
make my heart go flutter.
There it is. Okay, we should stop.
Yeah.
And when you get aura migraines, you get, and for some people, they're regular migraines, you get a warning. You either get a pinch in your neck that feels a little off. For me, it's the vision. We were watching a TV show together, and all of a sudden, I'm looking at a character, and his hair just kind of like
blurred out.
And I just went, no. You heard me.
Please
I
let
went,
it be
no,
a glitch in the Matrix.
No.
Please let it be
a glitch
in the Matrix.
It feels like a glitch in the Matrix. And so you have about a 20-minute window before shit goes down. So I get my water. I close the blinds. I get my fucking head thing. I get my massager. I was laying on my acupressure. Like, you have 20 minutes before the bomb goes off.
It was so crazy, too, because I was like, I should go. Like, let's turn off the TV. No. She has a blanket over her head. And she goes, do I know that actor? And then I was like looking up IMDb's of voices of people on the show.
I was trying to still participate in life, but I had a blanket over my eyes.
It was insane.
So someone would come on screen. I'd be like, who is it?
Who is it? He sounds so familiar. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, no. I'm
like,
well, that's him.
This is not a fun game for us. And I also didn't want you to leave because I knew I was going to need somebody.
Wow.
In a moment.
Dark,
I was like,
dark.
I might need to throw up and I might need you to hand me a bucket.
I also did. So I got her in bed. Yeah. Closed all the blinds. Did a bunch of, I did text messages for you.
You sent all my like text out.
Yeah, I was like, she can't look at her phone right now.
My
this
eyes
is
don't work. Yes.
Please send her a dick pic.
Is that why I got so many? No, he like messaged all my work and
plans,
meetings.
Her
and plans,
people.
And I always feel bad because I feel like that must be such a weird text to get. Like, hi, this is Kelsey's friend, Zach. She's got a migraine. And they're like, what?
No, I mean, with athlete, I was like, you should bring up when you get home, bring the bucket from the backyard and check on her.
And you know what? He brought the massage table up and he gave me like a 30-minute like craniosacral.
Is there any
massage.
World in which that makes it worse?
Never.
Really?
Never, ever. It is a lot of times a migraine is a blood pressure problem. So it's like your blood vessels are getting too constricted and we don't know why they constrict. That's why like migraines aren't cured. And so anything that can release it or like allow better blood flow, even if it's false, even if it's a placebo, is like A plus.
Good.
Yeah. And with mine, it's been hormonal, which brings me to my next point is that I had to take a super duper plan B. You ever heard of this shit?
Is it for late in the game?
It's for up to five days after you got nutted in.
What's the normal window?
Two.
Okay.
This is called the Ella pill, which I'd never heard of it, but
Ella, like Ella Enchanted?
Sure.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's dark.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like a fairy tale gone wrong.
It feels like Pretty Pretty Princess.
Yeah, but...
Your Bor-Bor pill.
Destroying a fetus.
Yeah, and they're... So what the Ella pill does, which also Plan B does, is it prevents ovulation.
Mm.
And it also thins out your uterine lining so that a sperm would have a harder time reaching an egg. And then furthermore, what the Ella does that Plan B doesn't is it helps to prevent an egg from implanting. So it's kind of like,
damn, it's a SWAT team.
Get the fuck out of here. So I had to take one of those. And I feel like that combined with my hormonal shit that's clearly causing migraines right now has put me in a very weird place today.
Wow.
I feel like I just like got out of a bomb shelter. Like everything's got that like high pitch, like, and I'm like looking around like, are my family safe?
I don't have arms.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and you're like, it's okay. We're all going to
the happy
place.
Better now.
Yeah. Like for some reason you have robot hands. That's how it feels the day after a migraine.
Wow.
And like, we're just supposed to function and it affects women more than men. It's underfunded. It's under research. My pills aren't doing what they're supposed to do. I would just like for the thing that says it's going to do something to do the thing. If I'm going to take a pill that's supposed to stop a migraine, I would like that to happen.
Yeah.
Now my pills currently cut down the time, which is godsend.
That's cool.
But for some reason yesterday, I thought it saved it. I thought it stopped it from happening.
But it didn't.
And then we came back upstairs and it was instantly like, whoa, whoa, fuck you, bitch.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't have, as your doctor, I don't have anything to say.
And as my friend, you're like, I don't.
As your doctor and as a man
who
never knows if he's on a date or not.
Yeah.
I actually have no advice.
And I also feel like this is why it's hard to talk about too. Because it's you say all of this and someone's like, what do you want me to do about it?
No, yeah, totally. I mean,
like, what can I do to help? And the problem is nothing. Like, no one can do anything to help when those things happen.
That's wild.
It's like, yeah, close my blinds, get me a bucket.
Do you think in the future we'll have like ice chambers where you can freeze yourself until it passes?
Like cryotherapy?
Yeah.
I thought about getting in the cold plunge yesterday.
Oh, that might have done it. Maybe that would have.
But also, if you would have told me to get the plunge, I would have fucking hit you square in the nuts.
Well, it was crazy, too, because we went outside and I was like, it's literally brighter than it's ever been out here.
I had my sunglasses on and that's why I was like, oh, it's going away. This is good.
No, you probably just angered it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, bitch, you want to play?
Yeah, watch this. Anyways, I don't have any. That's not like a very positive way to end a podcast, but I feel like it was real.
Yeah, no, and that's. Above all else, we are real.
We are so real.
We're real. We're bisexual.
Oh, he wants to be. Maybe that's your pride goal.
Yeah, but I'm not even fully versed yet. I've got... Check back in 5 years.
Okay. Hey, we've got slut pill stickers.
Yes, we do.
And people are already Venmoing us, so we can send them the sticker.
They're donation-based. Yep. Venmo us what you think they're worth, mm-hmm. but make sure it covers postage. If you're international, that's at least like $1.50.
Yes.
But also comment your address.
Yes, in the Venmo request.
It's private, so no one's going to see it but us. And we promise not to use it for evil.
Venmo at Kelsey Dara. I think Kelsey-Dara. I don't know. It's my picture. You can see me. Zach, you have anything else to promote?
I still am promoting my like Tower Bottom hotline. It's a phone number that I'll use to tell you about tour dates and stuff like that. The number is 213-728-4647. Just text me your name and some big cities near you.
Yes. And for me, go get caked up, baby, on Etsy. Hey, happy Pride, you happy fucking Pride! Little gay fuck.
Let's go swallow some kerm.